God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God is so faithful. So faithful and true. So I'm just hearing the Lord say, it's just about me. That's Jesus. I just keep hearing that in my spirit. I just can't shake it. It's just Jesus. It's just Jesus. Doesn't it seem like in life there's all these different responsibilities and distractions and assignments and appointments? Our schedules are full. There's a lot on our plate. There's a lot on our shoulders. It's just a lot. And when we approach the altar of the Lord, we can't help but bring all of that with us because we carry it. We carry it everywhere we go. We carry the fear, we carry the doubt, we carry the anxiety, we carry the worry. And we bring that to the altar. But what happens is that our time with the Lord seems very consumed with the issue instead of it being just about Jesus. When's the last time you just sat with the Lord just because? Just because. And all it was just Jesus. There was no agenda. There was no request. It's just Jesus. It's just Him. I believe the Lord wants us to strip away everything that we carry, that we are not meant to carry. To lay that down at the foot of the cross. Come to Him. It's just Him. It's just Jesus. What would you do if you were sitting on a park bench and Jesus was right next to you? What would you say? Would you begin to rattle off all the things that you're dealing with and just talk about the issues and the problems? A concern? Or would you just be so overwhelmed by His beauty and splendor? Or you wouldn't be able to speak at all? When's the last time you cried out for Jesus? Just Jesus. When's the last time you cried out for Him? Or was He the last cry before you tried everything else? Or was He the first thing? The first person that you ran to? I think about David. David went through a lot of different circumstances, situations. But he always came back to the center. It's always about God. Whether he messed up, was being chased down, betrayed, he just always brought it back to God. It's just about God. And so the Lord told me to go to Psalm 23 because he kept whispering in my ear this morning as I was kind of woken up and began to stir. He just whispered in my ear so gently and so softly, "I am with you. And sometimes in life we can feel alone. We can feel isolated, overwhelmed, to the point where, am I the only one dealing with this? Or maybe he's hiding you right now. You're in a hidden season. And you just want to know, am I in this cave by myself? And he wants you to know, for me to know, I'm with you. But what we need to do is make it all about him. Well, it's all about him. So David wrote Psalm 23 out of that posture. That he faced a lot of different things, but he wrote this to say it's just about him. So I want to read this. I want to speak this over you this morning. Not just as a psalm, but as a declaration for your life. That no matter what is going on, it's just Jesus. I don't want anyone else. I don't need anything else. You're my one thing. If someone were to ask you, what's the one thing that you want? I pray your response would be, just give me Jesus. Just give me Jesus. That's all I want. That's all I need. Just thank you. And he says, you have me. You have me. So if you're feeling isolated, alone, feeling like no one cares or even recognizes you're going through. He's with you. He's with you. After all, that's his name, Emmanuel. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. To feed, to guide, and to shield me, I shall not want. He lets me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He refreshes and restores my soul, life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the sunless valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod to protect and your staff to guide. They comfort and console me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And you have anointed and refreshed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy and unfailing love shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell forever throughout all my day in the house and in the presence of the Lord. He says, I am with you. I am with you. You're not alone. I am with you, says the Lord. I am with you. I'm always with you. I'm always there. And I will always be there. I am your shepherd. I am your refuge. I am your protector. I am your comforter. Even when you walk through those dark times, I'm right there. So you don't have to fear. I am your refresher. I am restoring you. And I will lead you to the quiet places of my heart where you can lie down. Where you can rest with me. I am with you. I am with you. You shall not want. You shall not have any lack because I will feed you. I will guide you and I will shield you. And I will set a table right in front of the enemy where he has to watch you eat at my table. There's a seat for you. There's a seat for you because I am with you. and I've anointed you. I've anointed you with my oil that is refreshing, my oil that overflows in you. I am with you. My mercy and my goodness, it is all over you because I am with you. It will follow you wherever you go, whatever you do, my goodness and my mercy will be there. It will be right there every day of your life. I'm with you. I'm with you. And you will dwell with me. You will live with me in my house forever. You will be in my presence forever because I am with you. I want you to hear this and be encouraged. Let this minister to you.
I will see no people.
Thank you, Jesus. You are our shepherd. You are with us. You say in your word that you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we have no fear. We have no worry. We have no doubt. We know that you are with us. You are with us. You are with us. And I thank you, Father, that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. Father, this morning I just thank you. I thank you for the reminder that we're not alone. That we're not alone. You are with us, the great shepherd, the good Father, the great I Am. And we give you glory and we give you praise in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.